No, my name is Angel, I'm from Skyward. My number is 25-1874.
Okay, sir, now we must look at what is more, conduct your hearing at this time, sir, because I know. Sir, can you hear me clearly?
Yes, sir.
Just give me 1 second and we'll get started. Okay, sir, can you state your full name and ADC number for the record? Thank you, sir, and good afternoon. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on March 2nd, 2018. Is that correct, Mr. Mariscal?
That is correct.
Thank you, sir. That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire, at your expense, a lawyer to represent you. See no attorney with you, or are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes.
I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. This afternoon, we are authorized for a 3-member panel. The board member closest to you on the video screen is Honorable Mr. David Neal. At the center of the bench is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. My name is Lee Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel chairman. Also in the room is our Community Corrections Officer, Mr. Grady, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in, so Mr. Mariscal and Mr. Grady, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
I do.
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Mariscal, this hearing will be conducted in 2 phases. Phase 1 will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with Phase 2 deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. Keep in mind, Phase 1 requires a separate vote before we pass through to Phase 2. When I read the allegation to you, we need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections and then we can talk about it. But keep in mind, the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you, Mr. Mariscal?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I will now read from the warrant of arrest to begin Phase 1. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in your criminal raise your company as follows. Allegation number 1. Violation of condition number 3 is demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at Transitional Living Communities, 843 West River Road in Tucson, on or about November 14, 2017, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you're an absconder from supervision. Mr. Mariscal, is this true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. We will now vote to pass through Phase 1. Based on Mr. Mariscal's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in a criminal raise or company.
Second.
Agree.
Seconded by Mr. Neal. Agreed upon by Dr. Wright. Okay, Mr. Mariscal, we're going to continue with the second phase of the hearing. It is during this phase that we will determine if your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Grady, our Community Corrections Officer, is going to give us additional background information. If you'll just remain on the phone, we will come back to you shortly for questions and you can speak to the board in detail, okay, sir? Thank you. Mr. Grady, if you will.
Mr. Mark Scott was released from DOC on November 13th of 2017. He was arrested on February 5th of 2018 by the Pima County Sheriff's Office. On new charges of misdemeanor, disorderly conduct, domestic violence. He was returned back to DOC. Says 2-2-18. He's got a CCP of 3-11 of 2018. It reflects 83 abscond days. Current conviction, 2017, criminal trespass, 1 year. 2017, 2017, criminal trespass, 1 year. Prior convictions, 2010, escape second degree, 3 months, 29 days. 2011, unlawful use of vehicle transportation, 1 year. He has 3 terms of DOC, his CUIR score is a 2.3, mental health score is a 3, substance abuse score is a 2, he has no gang affiliation. Prior term of supervision, 2010, TIS release, absconded for 17 days, arrested on new charges, possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of marijuana, Greek CSED while in custody. 2011, TIS release, absconded for 17 days, arrested in California, Greek CSED while in custody. This mere violation is a minimum. Other arrests, 2016, criminal trespass, first degree, Arizona guilty, other sanctions. Community risk score is a G1, B4.
Thank you, Mr. Grady. Back to you, Mr. Mariscal. We're going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you're released from the Department of Corrections to live at Transitional Living Communities in Tucson. On that same day, you were discharged from TLC as absent without leave or AWOL. Mr. Mariscal, where were you living when you were outside of community supervision or outside of the correction system?
In Tucson,
sir?
Yes.
Thank you. Did you work at all when you were outside of DOC?
I get disability.
Okay. And where do you receive disability from, sir?
Social Security.
Okay, Social Security. Disability. We have some programming notes that you were assigned to TLC classes and programs. You were not in compliance while at TLC. You were assigned the task color of the day with the color olive. It looks like that you did not submit any urine analysis while you were on supervision, probably because you were missing from community supervision. So I'll begin by asking, what were you doing for the 83 days that you were missing from community supervision, Mr. Mariscal?
I was helping out around the house. I was there because I had to get ready, and I worked, and I helped out with the schedule, and I was comfortable doing the right work.
So did you ask parole whether or not you could be released to your mother's house when you were released from the Department of Corrections?
No, I did not.
Was there a problem with living with your mother?
Well, the reason was, we took my stereo, we just kind of moved into the next, and we'll share.
Okay. So why did you break up contact with Pearl then?
I was on my way, and the reason my first step was to go into my social security card, and I had to stay in the world. I really have no excuse, but the decision was just, I wasn't taking straight. Well, this board does appreciate your honesty. It helps us make informed decisions.
What were you doing that caused the Pima County Sheriff's Office to make contact with you, Mr. Mariscal?
Fellow board members, we have any questions for you? I have no questions from fellow board members. Mr. Mariscal, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We really ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing, so is there anything else you feel you need to share? Well, I didn't have the chance to apologize to a woman. I put everybody over stress and courage, and I just work around faithful for everybody's time and concern for them.
Well, thank you, Mr. Mariscal. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like we're speaking with you directly, but is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our individual votes? So if you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with questions. Thank you, Mr. Mariscal. The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, this is an unfortunate case. It sounds like that Mr. Mariscal has been dealing with some personal issues, and I do have sympathy for someone trying to help their mother, but unfortunately we also had to adhere to his conditions of supervision, and he disappeared from community supervision for 83 days without informing his parole officer, and again, unfortunately, it ended up with him receiving police contact from the Pima County Sheriff's Office, as well as receiving a new misdemeanor charge for disorderly conduct. At this point, I will say with just a bit more than 2 months left on his flat sentence, I am not seeing him as a suitable candidate for returning to community supervision, but I'm certainly open to the input of my colleagues. Thank you. I will go ahead and make a motion and see where the votes land, if you'll just give me 1 second. And that is, based on the information provided to us in warrant number 2017W3991, our discussion with Mr. Mariscal, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Mariscal was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision and have lapsed or is about to lapse in a criminal leisure company, inasmuch that he disappeared from community supervision for 83 days, when we could not monitor his activity, and his experience outside of the Department of Corrections ended him being arrested by the Pima County Sheriff's Department for disorderly conduct, and that is my motion.
Second.
Seconded by Dr. Wright, agreed upon by Mr. Neal. Mr. Mariscal, your supervision has been revoked and you will be released on around June 2nd, 2018. That may sound like a long time away, but it is, as I stated, really just a bit more than 2 months. We encourage you to take advantage of any programming that's available to you inside the Department of Corrections and put together a plan for your return to the community at the beginning of June. We certainly want to see you succeed when you return to the community. Please continue to pursue any care that you need for yourself, and we wish you all the best. The hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and Mr. Mariscal, we'd appreciate it if you give your phone back to your CO3. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.